There's a true factor of actually catching a playoff squad. If we have Bolts and Destiny in our own hands, I mean, obviously we're going to need some help from some of the top end teams to knock off the guys we're racing with. But you know what? We're playing a lot of those guys we're racing with for a playoff spot. So you know, we have to continue to be, I guess, you know, that old bad news Bears hockey club.
So Steve, fair enough. You guys didn't get the memo that this team's supposed to be rebuilding.
there's no memo ever in a hockey team that. I mean, there's no indication of that even being said in this room. I mean, we really want to fight. There's a lot to play for in this dressing room, and you know, we got 10 games left to prove that.
What does this win show you guys? I mean, you have a tough week in which you lose a lot of, you know, friends, and you know, to rally the way you guys did today.
No, it is. It was extremely hard losing a lot of close teammates, great leadership guys in Palmer and Robin and Leo. I mean, they're great teammate guys, and There's a factor in this dressing room. There's a lot of guys that, like I just said, that are playing for a reason. If it's not for, you know, jobs next year, if it's putting pressure on the GM to get a new contract, it's obviously we're still trying to get in the playoffs, but there's a lot of reasons for a lot of guys to dig in this dressing room, and you know, rightfully so, I think it showed in our play.
When did you find out you'd be wearing the 89?
You know what, in the dressing room or on the ice last practice. Coach kind of grabbed us all together and told the team I'd be wearing it, and very honored to have that on my jersey.
What does it mean to you to be able to step up in a symbolic way in the leadership for
now? You know what, it's like I said, I'm very honored to have it on my chest. Obviously, there's a lot of great leaders in this dressing room, and we lost a great one in Jason Palmenville. I thought he showed up for, you know, every single night, and he was a tremendous hockey player. And to throw the A on the jersey and have that representation means a lot to myself. But like I said, a lot of guys in here lead in their own way, and hopefully, you know, a few guys jump on my coattails and we can ride off and continue to collect points.
Steve, talk a little about the third period. You guys cleaned up a lot of the sloppy turnovers from the second. It really made a difference.
You're absolutely right. I thought the second period, myself included, I probably had 5 turnovers, which was isn't by any means good to be successful with. And for us to clean those up in the third period, Coach kind of came in here and let us know it wasn't acceptable. And I think all the guys responded well and played the right way that third period. And you know what, we catch a lot of goals because of that hard work.
Then you go to the net on the play and Pissick puts the puck there and you get a break.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about that all game, getting pucks in deep, getting guys towards the net. I was lucky enough to get a stick on one and it hit, found a way in. But all in all, I thought I really liked our third period. I liked our work ethic. I liked our battle. And obviously, that little bit of character on this young team, that definitely goes a long way.
In the wake of Palmer getting traded, Pissick, Hardy, Flynn, I mean, you have to get contributions from those guys if you're going to have any chance here the rest of the way. And they came through in this game.
Completely. I mean, all these young guys, you know, everybody, we have to contribute and we have to play the game the right way. And if we play the game the right way, it doesn't matter what your last name is as long as you go out there and play hard and give that honest effort, I think it's very respectable. And, you know, we're going to do that the rest of the way.
To get the game, not often this season have you guys been able to get a lead late and then attack and add to it and really pull away. I mean, what does that say about the team tonight with everything that's happened to get a lead late in the third period and just pull away?
It was a great response. Jokin's goal was huge. I mean, to have that cushion, I guess you can say, with 5 minutes left, you know, it definitely puts pressure on them to be better. And for us to keep clogging things up, making it hard on them, especially once we got that lead, you can never be safe in this league. I've seen so many times we've been burned. But, you know what, to have that cushion to continue to push forward and, you know, close a game out, definitely feel great.
Your defense, I mean, you have Robin go, you see Jordan go, and you talked about it doesn't matter the last game, you got to contribute. To see young guys like Pissick, Hardy, and then, I mean, Mike Weber all year, I mean, his game has grown, everybody's game has grown, the defense has really started to step up. I mean, what do you see from them on a daily basis that really shows the defense, especially the young guys, are coming along?
You know, they're putting their work in. I know Weber, for example, he's a tremendous offensive defenseman. I think you know, he's just starting to come into his own, and he's ready to take that next step. Pissick's a young kid that's coming up, first year pro. He's got a lot of great potential, obviously, and you're starting to see him get confidence every single night. And obviously, you know, we got Mizey and Hoff and you know, Reggie and Pards that are going to continue to step up their game. So you look at our defensive core, and you know what, it's still very strong. I mean, we got great players that are continuing to battle for jobs on a nightly basis.
What about Mike's Ryan Miller impression?
No, that was huge. I was on that. I was on that play as well. Seen the puck go back door and kind of closed my eyes because I thought it was going in. And Webby obviously made a huge block on the play and you know, kept us right going in it.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks. Thanks.